Welcome to episode 3 of the By The Man MFC 1-11s. Today myself, Busta and Jay are joined by former Motherwell defender Rob McKinnon. Rob, thank you very much for coming along.
No problems, thanks for having me again guys.
No problems, cheers.
Well, basically the floor is yours when it comes to this. We'll start with your goalkeeper. I believe you're going for a 4-4-2 formation as well.
I am, yes. In goals, very difficult decision. I played with guys like Craig Gordon, a guy called Kevin Poole at Hartlepool. But a very tight choice between two Dutch guys, Sieb Dijkstra and Sander Bosker. Sieb will probably know Sander, being a Dutchman, of course, and to be honest, he just pips a big man. Sander played practically his whole career for FC 20, over 600 odd games, and he just retired at the age of 40 or 41 or something, so he had a fantastic career. I think he was in the Dutch squad as well. So unfortunately, Big Sieb was a talent. He was a bit kind of a great goalkeeper, great with the ball at his feet as well. He'd do the unusual and stuff, but for me, Sander Bosker unfortunately just pips it over Sieb.
We'll move on to your back four, Rob. We'll start with your left back and we'll go left to right. So left back, two centre halves, and right back. And I'll try and follow that for your midfield as well.
Right, no problems. I've got at left back, just pipping two guys, Stephen McMillan and Gary Naismith, who are fantastic players in their own right. Stephen McMillan, obviously, as Motherwell fans will know, was a kind of a guy who came to the fore after I left, and he was a young kid at Motherwell, and I knew he was going to be a talent. But unfortunately, another Motherwell player can't make the team because I'm picking European Cup winner Alan Kennedy. Twice, I think, he scored for Liverpool in the winning, a winning penalty, I believe, and a winning goal to win 1-0. So I played at Hartlepool with Alan Kennedy. He was signed on loan. And literally for a month, it was just a joy to learn from a player of that calibre. So he had great knowledge. He was coming to the end of his career, but he was still fantastic left foot and really taught me quite a lot in the short spell that he was there. So he's my left back. My left side centre half, I've got guys like Paul Ritchie, John Philbin, who unfortunately didn't make it to... Two great players as well. Big Softy was a great player to play alongside. Guy John McPhail, a Scottish player who played with me at Hartlepool. But I'm going to go on my left centre-half with big Brian Martin. Big buff. He was a rock at the back for Motherwell when I played with him. Made it very, very easy for me to get forward because I always knew the big man would kind of sweep behind you. He just edges it for me as my left centre-half because he was a great player, good with the ball, and also solid as a rock defending as well. So he gets my left centre-half. Moving across to right centre-half, a guy which not a lot of people will have probably heard of, but again, pipping guys like Chris McCart, Mitchell van der Gag, Glenn Roeder, Kravokapic and Stephen Presley. I mean, these are guys that I've had to kind of leave out to. And the guy who's just edging it for me is a guy called Nico Jan Hoogma, who played with me at FC 20. He was a captain of the club for the time I was there, and he was just a born leader, strong as an ox, and really a great player on the ball. He moved to Hamburg after his spell at FC 20, but a top player and a great leader. So again, I've went for somebody with kind of a bit of strength and also a good footballer as well. So right back, again, guys that I couldn't pick were Willie McStay, Luke Nyholt, Jim Griffin, Rab Shannon, all of which were fantastic players. Luke Nyholt, obviously well known to Motherwell player supporters, and a fantastic player. Was my roommate at Motherwell, one of my first trips away, and I can always remember him hanging out the hotel window having a fag before a cup game against Rangers. So it was quite an eye-opener. But again, he was a great talent, great player, but unfortunately the guy I'm picking is a player called Niels Oude Kamphuis, who played right back for FC 20. A young guy, broke through into the team Made it to the, I think, made it to the Dutch national side as well. So, a fantastic talent. He moved on to play for Schalke in Germany. So, he is going to get my vote for right back. He was a quality player, not the fastest in the world, but had a great young, well, a great old head and young shoulders, if you like, and was a great player. And he had a great vision of pass as well. So, he gets my vote at right back.
Can I just jump in? You mentioned when you were discussing one of your centre halves that one of the guys who missed out was Mitchell van der Gag. I think after the podcast we did with you, we actually got a few messages from Motherwell fans giving us a bit of pelters for not asking one particular question. I didn't see it myself, but I believe that before the Ian Barraclough got the Motherwell job, I don't know if it was on Facebook, but I think you congratulated Mitchell van der Gag on getting the job, and I think a few folk actually on the back of that went and put money on him to get the job.
Yeah, I believe there's a couple of pals have gave me a dig about that, but that was a wee behind the scenes job that I had a tip from a guy quite well known in the press and told me that he was a stick on 100%. He would be the next manager of Motherwell, and all he had to do was basically sign the dotted line. Everything was agreed. So I was trying to give people a bit of inside knowledge, and it, well, for whatever reason, it backfired. And I know there's a couple of friends of mine who have online betting accounts, and I think they took a wee hit that night. But again, apologies, but it's until the ink's dry in the contract, that's basically the kind of the moral of the story. But I was led to believe that that was going to happen, and anybody that did have a bet, I do apologise. But
that's it. You take a bet, it's your own risk. But we wouldn't be doing our podcast jobs if the question wasn't asked. So
of course, I didn't put any money on it, by the way.
I'm going to turn this more positive. Another comment that was also made on the forums was, Motherwell have had a fantastic pedigree of left backs in recent times, including yourself, Stevie McMillan, Stevie Hamill. It just seems to be a position that Motherwell have always been very blessed in.
Well, I think the players you've mentioned, Stevie Hamill and Stevie McMillan, yep, great talents. You know, myself, I was fortunate enough to have a good spell with Motherwell as well, so Joe Walk before me, Tam Boyd, these guys, we have been blessed with having some good talent at left back. The next question is, you know, who takes over from Stevie Hamill? I'm not saying that his career's over, but he is getting to a stage of his career where he's maybe thinking along the lines of coaching and winding down. So it's whether or not we can find another decent talent to fill in it at left back. But no, it is certainly a position that we've been fairly well endowed with decent left backs, and you know, a lot of teams struggle to find natural left sided players. I know Tom Boyd was more predominantly on his right foot, but he still had a decent left peg, and you know, that is like rocking horse poo, as we say, that they can. They are quite a rare breed at times, getting a natural left-sided player. So yeah, we have been fortunate over the years.
We'll move into your midfield, and again we'll go left to right. Jay's pressurising me on the chat to make sure that I follow a proper structure. So there you go, Jay. You must be really happy.
Well, you never do. It's usually the most haphazard thing going.
Well, I'll do my best. The midfield four, starting on the left-hand side, is a guy that I don't think anybody can disagree with. A player that I was blessed to play with for a couple of seasons, David Cooper. He just head and shoulders above everybody. I've got guys like Chris Waddle, who I played with at Newcastle, Teo Tinkat at FC 20, and Neil McCann at Hearts, who at the end of the day, they were all fantastic talents, but David Cooper was just an awesome talent. I was so fortunate to play alongside him. And I remember my first game against Celtic at Fir Park. And Cooper had just obviously tried to calm my nerves before the game. He said, look, just you run and I'll find you with the ball. And basically, he did. You know, that was the kind of talent he was. You know, he would jink past a couple of people and just put a slide rule pass into your path. And, you know, whether it led to a cross and a goal or a chance or whatever, it was just an absolute joy to play with him. And really a character as well, he really was, and he looked after me when I first signed there. So, you know, I think I mentioned that in the podcast earlier, that without him being there, I might not have been quite as successful at Motherwell as I was, because he certainly helped me to settle in a lot quicker. So the magician that was Davy Cooper is my left hand side of midfield. Inside him, again, some of the names: Jamie Dolan, Billy Davis, Billy McKinley, David McCreary, Don Hutchinson, all of which couldn't make my team, unfortunately. So I've got another Dutch player by the name of Paul Bosveldt, who was captain of Holland, played with me for 2 years at FC Twente, won the UEFA Cup with Feyenoord, played for Manchester City. I'm sure some of you would maybe remember him, middle of midfielder, fantastic talent again. And just one that seemed to be able to glide past players and also scored goals. So Paul Bosveldt is in my inside, the old inside left position for me. My next midfielder, which I don't think anybody would disagree with, is a guy called Paul Gascoigne, who I had 2 years at Newcastle with. Unfortunately, we've seen Paul in recent years kind of on a slippery slope, but you know, as far as a football talent goes, he was just out of this world. He really was, and you know, the things he could do with a ball, we've all seen it when he played with Newcastle, Spurs, Lazio as well, and everybody at Rangers. You know, we just need to remember what he'd done at Rangers and the talent that he was. And again, unfortunately, guys like Philip O'Donnell and Lee McCullough, Derek Ferguson, Bobby Russell, even at Motherwell, you know, fantastic. Stevie Fulton at Hearts. These guys, you know, they were fantastic players, but to me, I've got to go with who I feel just edges it, and Paul Gascoigne was an absolute all-round talent and an absolute character as well. So he gets my vote for the right-hand side of midfield. And outside him, again, a player who we were lucky to have at Motherwell for a few seasons, Paul Lambert, European Cup winner, captain of Scotland, captain of Celtic, you know, just again, a fantastic talent at Motherwell. Really, we were, you know, we done well getting him from St Mirren, and, you know, I think we had to pay a bit of money for him, but I think by the end of his time, maybe took a little while to settle in, but by the end of his time at Motherwell, it was a beginning to show signs that he was a complete player. Great midfielder, swept up. I mean, his game when he went to Dortmund was kind of slightly different from Motherwell, I felt, and he was just more kind of sitting in front of the centre halves and sweeping up and then starting the ball rolling, you know, playing it to the playmakers in the middle of the park. So, but as I say, fantastic player. The right wing position, I've not got a great deal of people. A guy I played with, Brian Honour at Hartlepool, was a great wee player, 100% every single week, and also a good football player. And Joe Miller, who I played with at Clyde Bank latterly in my career, another great talent. But I think Paul Lambert kind of stands out for me in the midfield. So a pretty decent midfield four, I think. And
it's not bad.
One of which would score a fair few amount of goals, I think.
That's a bit. Davy Cooper, you're not the first person to say that you were almost taken under his wing when you arrived at Fir Park. He seemed to be a very settling influence. Was that another kind of